Rabbi Beryl Wein is a historian, a teacher of Torah, a lawyer, a columnist, and a popular Jerusalem lecturer. In the program Wein Online, he talks about the meaning of the Torah portion of the week. Rabbi Wein, it's a new beginning.
It certainly is. The book of Bereshit, the Parsha of Bereshit, the story of the beginnings of mankind. And it's interesting, you know, people, I think, oftentimes make an error. The Torah doesn't really tell us how the world was created. It just said God said and it happened, right? But that's not, it's not a description, because that's really, I shouldn't say it's none of our business. We all are fascinated by theories and by astrophysics. But that really is not relevant to us.
We don't need the owner's manual.
That's right. It really isn't. And we all know that it's a male thing never to read the owner's manual anyway. So that's not our problem. Not our problem. Our problem begins with how human beings behave. And the nature of human beings really has not changed that much since the Garden of Eden. We all have temptations. We all have weaknesses. We all are reluctant to confront what happens, the reality. I mean, you see it in the world today, without speaking politically here, but most of the world is trying to shut their eyes to what the real problem is that's going on. So we euphemistically, people are militants, but nobody wants to say, God forbid, they're murderers. Mm-hmm. Which no one wants to call it that. But that's exactly what it is. I mean, you kill 300 kids in the school, you're not a militant, even if the New York Times calls it militants. Right. And so the ability to face things. So when God comes looking, so to speak, for Adam in the Garden of Eden, so Adam plays it pious. He said, I heard of you, and I wasn't dressed. I used to have once when I headed the yeshiva, so a young man was absent for the afternoon prayers. And I asked him, in the hall, and I saw him later. I said, Yaakov, how come you weren't in the Beis Medrash for Mincha? He said, I couldn't find my hat. So you can't find your hat, right? So then piety declares, how can you pray without a hat? So there's better no mincha, right? So that's what Autumn says. I heard, and I'm naked, and I don't have anything, and I was embarrassed. So that's a human reaction. That's how human beings skirt the issue. But the Lord doesn't buy it. And the Lord says, if you're embarrassed, you must have done something. Embarrassment is not the natural state of human beings. Children, babies are not embarrassed. Right? When we become older, we become embarrassed. And we become embarrassed because of our behavior, because of our attitudes, because of what we think of things. So God says to him, did you eat from the tree that I told you not to eat from? Well, that really remains the issue. And the Torah phrases it in this beautiful story, almost allegorical story, so that it's understood whether you're 5 years old or 95 years old. Because that's the message. And that's going to be the message of the whole Torah all the way through. Are you willing to confront me? Are you willing to talk to me? Are you willing to obey it? And be loyal and disciplined, or you're going to hide behind your piety. You're going to hide behind values that you invent that take priority over my value system. So therefore, the Parsha of Bereshit really is the introduction to the entire Torah, because it states the cardinal point of the relationship between man and God, the cardinal point of how Jews view the world and our relationship to God, And the rabbi said a very strong thing: just as we're not involved in creation and understanding creation, so we're really not involved in understanding God either. And that's pretty much a fruitless exercise. Mm-hmm. So the rabbi said, Alavai oti azvu v'torati shomaru. God said, Alavai, leave me out of this. You don't know anything about God. You just behave yourself. All right, that's all I ask of you. You know, keep your hands in your pockets and your mouth shut, and you'll be all right. And that is the message here. That's what the Torah came to teach us. So we're going to pursue that message for this a long year because it's a leap year.
Hmm.
So it has extra Shabbatot, so to speak. And all the parshas will be treated individually. And we'll discuss, therefore, how this idea reverberates and resonates through the rest of the Torah as well. Welcome to the new year.
Thank you so much, Rabbi Wein. We look forward to it. You've been listening to Rabbi Beryl Wein talking about the Torah portion of the week. Join us again next week.